Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you very much, Falero and the Sportsplex.
Anything you want to know extra from the Sportsplex?
No.
Why?
I didn't want to know about half the things you just told me about.
Okay.
Did you have the NHL Eastern Conference Finals in there?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You've outraged one of the texters.
Really?
Yep.
I think the Marlins are more important.
You have a Game 7 in the NHL Eastern Conference Finals tonight?
I'm not going to be watching.
It's not worthy of a mention from the Sportsplex?
I didn't mention the Miami Freedom thing either.
Yeah, we do have to talk about that today. Before we do anything, I got to give somebody a chance at some money here. It's what we do at the top of the hour.
I like freedom.
Yes. Good take.
I like my terrorism take.
Falero had a take yesterday. He's against terrorism.
I love freedom.
Channing's got another hot take today. I'm going to come up with something to rival you two guys because you're taking it to me the last couple of days.
Taking over, Lero.
You guys, man.
Come on with it. Your turn. No terrorism.
Time for your chance. Yeah, that was a good one. It was a good one. I think we all thought last night. We, you know, where you just sat around, you thought a little bit. Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM signing bonus contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word. And speaking of wisdom, Crowder's going to drop some wisdom on you here for this word. Text the word rubber to 72881. Go ahead. Let them know.
You rather have them and not need them than need them and not have them.
Text the word rubber, R-U-B-B-E-R. To 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be the top of the next hour. 4 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Did that slang evolve?
What's that?
Rubber.
What do you mean?
Like, did you call rubber something different when you were a kid?
I think rubbers is when I was a kid. I don't think they use that anymore.
They don't?
No.
What do they use? What do y'all say for rubbers?
Condoms. I think. Yeah. I don't think
like
rubbers
the government
are...
word?
Or prophylactics.
No, prophylactics is the... Prophylactic. That's the government word.
Prophylactic?
Prophylactics, oh, yeah.
That is cutting off all action.
Wasn't it when you were a kid, weren't they Jimmy hats? That's your era.
We have no Jimmy hats. I still say rubbers.
Rubbers?
Well, really, I don't... Don't need them. I'm married.
I don't think anyone says that anymore.
Yeah, rubbers are still cool.
Rubbers. I think it's
y'all
condoms.
Went to condoms
or protection.
I mean, people use like rubber. Like I heard that term growing up, but no, we use
but
condoms.
But like you know, you and your buddies out back in my single days, like, and then some.
Anybody
bops
got
off,
some rubbers on
hey,
them?
Hey man, you got a rubber, bro.
Hey, you guys got rubbers?
You don't say it that lame, but I'm just like when you talk to your friends, you'll be like, hey,
hey
bro, you guys
got rubbers?
Anybody got rubbers?
Who's
over
got
here?
Rubbers?
I need one.
Hey, what did Hassan Whiteside just snap out?
Oh, he said.
This is Snap or Instagram?
Snapchat. He was Snapchatting himself shooting threes in an empty gym. And it says, quote, there's a difference between you can't shoot and you're not allowed to.
So Hassan Whiteside trying to stir it up a little bit right now on Snapchat. I firmly believe he believes he's Joel Embiid. So if
who
they gave
tell him no?
If they gave him the green light to shoot threes, he'd shoot threes. They don't give him the green light.
He's gone.
So Hassan Whiteside, this is recent. This is just a few minutes ago that he snapped it.
Just happened about 7 minutes ago.
So he's shooting threes in a gym.
And talking to the camera.
Oh, so he didn't write that? He says it?
Yeah, no, I'm just looking off Bleacher Report where they,
I got
they quoted it. Yeah, but he said it to the camera.
He says there's a difference between not...
There's a difference between you can't shoot and you're not allowed to.
Okay.
And then he shoots a three and makes it.
I wonder how many takes that took.
Do real good players, are they illusional as Hassan Whiteside? Like, does Steph Curry think he's good on defense? Like, are better players more realistic with their skills?
Because
Hassan is delusional.
If he believes that he could be a real three-point threat in the NBA, then yes, he's delusional.
So, like, is it a part of being an NBA player where you have to think you can do it all?
I think you have to have some of that, right?
But, like, Steph knows he can't post up.
Right, right. No. But Steph's like, so good that it doesn't matter. No one's ever going to question his contract.
Yes.
Hassan Whiteside gets questioned, so he's got to give answers.
So the questioning is what's making him do this. Because, like, Steph's not going to try to prove to you he's a great defender. Harden's not going to try to prove to you he's a great defender. The great players, like, it's funny to say, like, LeBron and Jordan, they never got picked on defensively. So those great offensive players, Harden and Curry, they get picked on defensively. They know that they're not good on defense. They can recognize that.
Well, I think,
I don't know if Whiteside recognizes what he is as a basketball player.
I think, though, there's a rationalization on Steph Curry. It's not just that he's not great on defense. They're also trying to tire him out for offense. Like, you can also rationalize it. They're not just picking on me because I'm maybe not the greatest defender in the world. I'll take some of that Red Bull.
I was trying to get your attention.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll take some of that.
Why wouldn't you want to tire out LeBron and Jordan? Why wouldn't you make Jordon get on in all one-on-ones or LeBron getting all one-on-ones?
Well, because he was all defensive.
Like,
I'm with you. I'm not saying that Steph Curry's the best part of his game. Thank you, sir. I'll take the check, too.
What are y'all doing, man? We're in the middle of a conversation and y'all are exchanging Red Bulls?
I'll take the check, too, when the check comes. I want to be polite.
To him?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, to me, man.
Sorry. I was mean.
Do you have a rubber?
Look at you. What do you need it for? Yourself? Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, full moon? What's wrong with you guys?
The first taste of a Red Bull, man.
He got me
best.
Addicted to Red Bull. Like, I don't even...
No, you got addicted to Red Bull. He was just the enablers.
Yeah.
Enabler?
Yeah, the enabler.
Plural?
Do you have a rubber? All right, let's hear Ryan Tannehill.
If you and three of your buddies are out, how many rubbers are at the table? Nan?
How many buddies?
Never mind. You got Tannehill. I'm done with you.
So this is the first time, it says here, that he spoke to the media in about a year and a half. Is that true?
I believe so. I made that statement up, so. I wrote that.
No, because he talked last OTAs.
But you sent this out to everyone at the radio station, so where'd you come up with that?
I don't know. I heard it off air. I was waiting for Tannehill. I heard the reporters talking about it. I could have made the number up.
Okay.
Sorry, Biff.
But I fell for it. Like,
that's on you.
I fell for it. Well, I didn't know that you had made it up. I thought it was from a reporter.
I remember him talking about his knee brace last year this time.
Right.
Because he went through a couple OTAs in camp and got hurt early in camp.
He might be right.
Yeah.
He might be right. So here's Ryan Tannehill. Today's the second day of OTAs. He had an actual media availability at the podium, and he was asked how it feels to be back out there.
It feels amazing to be back out there. You know, it's been a long road to be back on the field. A lot of hard work, a lot of time and effort put in by myself and guys in the training room working with me, rehabbing me, getting me right. So there's been a lot of help along the way, but it's been a lot of work to get back and put a helmet back on and step on the grass again. So just telling the guys, you know, I can remember sitting in the cafeteria looking through the glass like a little kid that's not allowed to go outside and play, you know. So I just feel blessed to be able to go out and compete and play and do what I love.
I've changed my mind. He's Tom Brady. You're right.
You know what's funny he said, though? It's the weirdest thing in the world. When you're on a team, as soon as they put you on IR or, like, you know, it's not 2 weeks or 4 weeks, you're done for the season, you don't feel like those guys like you anymore.
You feel like a loser, right?
You
feel
really
like a total loser.
It's just like, because
you're not helping them.
Everybody in that building is concentrating on winning on Sunday. And what are you doing? You rehabbing, pretty boy?
Right.
You're rehabbing, huh? Oh, get your
nice
knee, okay.
Crutches you have. Those are so nice.
You feel worthless. Ryan went through that for a year and a half. You feel worthless.
And I would imagine, too, with Ryan Tannehill, there was a different element, too, which is he chose not to have surgery and then got proven wrong in OTAs.
That conversation was brought up with a number of teammates. Because the story's out there. If I'm a Dolphin player, me and Ryan have to have a conversation. Man, what happened the first time you hurt your knee?
Like, what were we thinking?
Ryan's had that conversation 60 times.
He was asked today how it How'd it feel to be on the sidelines all of last year?
Yeah, I think it's a kind of different situation. You know, it's tough to say, you know, what year or whatever, but, you know, while I wasn't getting physical reps last year, I got a lot of mental reps. You know, I was in all the meetings, going through the game plans, talking through practices after practice, you know, so I was getting all the mental reps that I would if I was playing. Obviously, didn't get the physical reps, so nothing can compare to the physical reps, but it's not like I wasn't along for the ride last year and didn't see what was happening and try to stay sharp and engage as much as I could mentally. So I definitely grew last year, learned a lot of football. Now it's just a matter of putting it into action physically.
And mentally, last year he had 102 QBR.
You're a hater. You are a hater. You know, I will tell you, and I hope Ryan did it. I don't know. I can honestly look into it. Standing on the sideline watching a football game, you're not getting better. Those aren't mental reps because you're not seeing it from a big picture. You're not close enough where you're under center in a quarterback position, but you're not far enough away to see the big picture. You have to watch film. What I did when I used to get injured, I've talked about this a number of times, and I got it from Zach Thomas because he's smart, and I was smart to tag him. I would go to the coach's meeting. I would go up with my linebacker coach and watch film with him, where that's where you're going to understand the game plan, why they're running this defense against this offense, why they're running this pass pattern against this defensive set. You'll see the reasoning behind it. So I hope when Ryan was injured, he went and sat in coaches' meetings to get their mind frame on the entire offense and offensive scheme.
I would guess that there was a lot of back and forth last season between him and Adam Gase, where almost it benefits both of them to almost go into weeks preparing as if Ryan Tannehill was your quarterback, come out of games and doing the post-mortem on the game as if you had played quarterback, because that, I guess, can improve the relationship too. So it's not like really year two of Tannehill Gase. It's, you know, year 2.5 or whatever.
And what you just said would be intelligent, and I believe there was some of that, where you have Jay Cutler, partially retired Jay Cutler out there. If I was Adam Gase, I would have sit Tannehill down and I would have turned on a game from last year, offensive film only, and said, Ryan, tell me what you see wrong in Jay's game. So now Ryan's evaluating the offense through another prism of Jay Cutler. I'm sure they did some of that. That's where Tannehill would have mentally had 102 quarterback rating if he really put the due diligence in and Adam Gase took him under his wing. And the reason I believe they did this, because I feel as if, and I saw by their additions at quarterback, when Tannehill got hurt, they weren't trying to replace him. They were trying to replace the quarterback position until he was healthy again. They did not want to bring somebody in to be the starting quarterback. So if Adam Gase is approaching it that way, why wouldn't you try to maximize your knowledge and your teaching of that guy when he is injured? I think they did that.
We have more from Ryan Tannehill, including whether he'll wear a brace this season, including whether he wishes he made a different decision about getting surgery a season and a half ago. So we have a lot of Ryan Tannehill sound to get to today. Before we do, you know how much I love Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. Love that place. We do a lot of radio show events there. I'll meet people there before the show for lunch or after the show for a drink. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, my go-to place. You can check out their sports bar if you haven't been there in a while, because you will be amazed. Lots of TVs. That sports bar in Dave & Buster's, people don't realize just how great it is. People don't realize how – that's why we do a lot of events there. It's why we watch a lot of big stuff there, because it is such a pleasure to watch stuff in that Dave & Buster's sports bar. Huge flat-screen, high-def TV. There's no bad view anywhere in there. Perfect place to watch Cleveland and Boston tonight, as a matter of fact. And the food there is great, too. The nachos, the bar burgers, salads, wings, quesadillas. It's all phenomenal. We were at a food and wine festival 2 weeks ago, and Dave & Buster's was there serving their bar burgers. They are so good. When you go to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, make it a point to order the bar burgers. You will not be disappointed. They've got happy hour Monday through Friday, 4:30 till 7, and then again Sunday through Thursday, 10 p.m. till close. Today is Wednesday, which means all games are half price. All games are half price, and their midway is unparalleled. You cannot do any better than Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. You know where it is. It's just east of I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Dane Jackson, I like this.
Demi, I'm not dreaming. Demi, I'm not dreaming.
Jermaine could throw it down.
Come on.
For like two songs. He tried 200 songs.
Is it Michael, Janet, and then who? Jermaine?
Oh, yeah. Michael, Janet, Jermaine. If you're taking
Tito ain't got nothing.
You're taking the groups out of it, right? Yeah. Like, it can't be Michael, Jackson 5,
oh,
Janet,
no.
Like, the just most, the solo.
The most talented babies. Individuals.
In the Jackson family?
Yeah.
Yeah, am I forgetting anybody? Is there
I don't know many Jacksons.
So it would be Michael Jackson, you know, far and away number one. Janet had an unbelievable career. So Michael, Janet, Jermaine. Jermaine had three or four hits, radio hits. This is a good song. You heard this?
Oh, yeah, I know this song. That's why I know some Jermaine stuff. I don't know any Tito stuff. But I would say we're disrespecting Joe. Because without those spankings, we don't know where anybody would be.
No, I don't think Joe makes the list. I don't think he had much talent.
Repercussions.
Maureen Jackson had 7 charted hits.
Yeah, there's no Jackson sibling called Maureen.
Maureen
Jackson.
Rebby Jackson.
No, Rebby. Rebby had hits. Yes, Centipede.
That's Maureen.
Rebby.
That's her nickname.
Okay, what's her nickname?
Rebby.
Nobody knows her as Maureen, including Joe and Catherine.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, Rebby.
Sigmund Jackie Jackson.
Sigmund.
That's his first name.
All right, you're on a troll site.
No. It's on billboard.com. Sigmund Jackie Jackson.
I don't know. Joe could have named his kid some crazy
stuff.
So
what was Michael's real name? Bartholomew?
No, that was Michael.
He wouldn't have made it. Bartholomew Jackson?
Yeah, believe it or not, I think Rebby Jackson is the fourth most successful Jackson sibling, and she was never even in the discussion.
Stephen Randy Jackson?
Randy Jackson. What about LaToya? I think LaToya had a couple, and she had some reality shows.
9 charted titles.
Yeah.
LaToya looks crazy.
LaToya is on some cooking show that my wife watches.
Really?
It's like celebrity, and you know, obviously if LaToya is one of the celebrities, but it's like celebrity something, and Oscar, the guy from The Office that does the State Farm commercials, is what, and you know how I feel about that guy. So it's Oscar from The Office who's doing State Farm commercials, and LaToya Jackson, and I forget who else is on there. Oh, Ian Ziering from Beverly Hills 90210.
This on C-SPAN?
It should be.
Goodness.
It is not a good show.
I watch some of them shows. I'm like, man, I'm not that famous. I'm famous. I'm more famous than these people.
I'm not kidding you, man.
Because there's some guys that just...
They're like Dancing with the Stars. You could be on that.
Well...
You could be on that?
But I'm half white. I don't got the moves.
Rashad Jennings was on that.
Rashad Jennings was on... Well, really? Was it the Athletes edition? Because they did a Dancing with the Stars.
No, Rashad Jennings was on it last year. He was like the athlete.
Now is athlete, right?
Because there's a special one. Who's on it now?
I think it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is on it.
Oh, he got bounced from it, I think, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did you see him dance?
On. I saw him dance. His knees don't work.
I mean, it's not fair.
He's a baby giraffe.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's having a giraffe out there.
No, a baby giraffe. Have you seen him fall out and they can't stand up?
I think I saw, if I remember correctly, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Celebrity Diving. You
remember
that show?
Didn't he embarrass himself in that?
Yes.
Did a backflop or something.
Yes, yeah.
Tonya Harding?
Yeah, Tonya. But she was a dancer. Like, she was an ice dancer. I mean, like, that's not fair when the ice dancers compete on this.
Adam Rippon?
Was she the batter or the hit? Did the swinging?
She was the batter, yeah. Nancy Kerrigan
we've accepted her as a celebrity?
I don't know how this happened.
She ruined a person's
life. Don't know how this happened. That Tonya Harding, over the last couple of years, all of a sudden, like, yeah, she's just a celebrity. Like, she's a criminal.
And then they say, the movie.
I didn't see it. I, Tonya.
But they say the movie painted it as like, oh, her life was so bad,
right.
So she resorted. I don't know your life. I don't know the listeners' lives, but I'm sure some of them have some struggles. How many people have you ruined their careers?
Right.
Because they were in front of you in your career.
Tried to ruin Nancy Kerrigan's life work.
Yes.
Like, she worked entire life to get to the Olympics and tried to take her out.
When was that? Because we talked about it last week, I think, the statute of limitations legally is like 10 years, 15 years, whatever it is. But like, what are humans, like mental statute of limitations? Because Tonya Harding is not evil anymore in people's minds.
1994.
So it's been 55 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if that math is right.
24.
24 years.
I mean, that is a long time, I guess.
But when is the threshold?
When
is Ray Rice a football player again?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I think each case is probably different.
Tonya
Harding.
It's just because, like, is it not as bad as Ray Rice? Ray Rice hit a woman. I don't agree with it. Tonya Harding paid somebody to bust a lady's kneecap with a big metal bar.
Right. I'll say even at least. Yeah.
They're even at least.
Yeah.
But why is Tonya on Dancing with the Stars and Ray Rice is alienated from everything?
Well, it's been 24 years for Tonya Harding, though. Yeah.
It's a threshold where you forget people's past. Because, honestly, Mark Wahlberg had like hate crimes when he was younger.
Yep.
He beat some damn Vietnamese guys to death damn near.
Sean Penn, who's, you know, a beloved actor.
Spicoli?
Yeah, he was arrested for beating up Madonna when he was married to her.
Domestic violence. James Brown, Ray Charles. There's a Ray Charles movie with Ray beating the hell out of a number of women. Ray could sing.
Right, yeah.
It's weird, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Tonya Harding, that's a weird one to me, how all of a sudden, like, Dancing with the Stars, like, that's supposed to be, I haven't watched it, but that's supposed to be, like, a fun laugh out loud, like, hey, we're having fun, and this woman did something really terrible and illegal.
If she never hit that girl, or got the girl hit in the knee, would we still be talking about her?
No.
We
wouldn't talk about her or Nancy Kerrigan.
She's famous for being a criminal, and now we're calling her a celebrity.
Yeah.
Weird to me.
Yeah, that is weird. Michael Vick and dogs.
Michael Vick, he's past that.
Like,
Michael,
he was right when after he served his time.
Yep.
I think dog lovers are going to howl at this, but, you know, there's a difference between humans and dogs.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that one's okay, one's not. I'm not saying that, but there's.
I'll say something that's bad, and I really believe this. Vic got to show what he's great at again. Vic got to prove football again.
Right.
So you saw Vic with the Eagles. He was in Atlanta. The dog thing happened. Then he went to the Eagles. You saw him football again. There he goes. Oh, wow. Oh, great spin move. That makes people overlook things. If you don't have a chance to do what you are great at or people know you for again and all they remember is your negatives, that's when it gets you. That's why I think Vic, I'm cool with Vic now. Vic has NFL coaching opportunities, coaching opportunities. Vic,
holding him back at this point. I mean, we see he's a television analyst on Fox.
Yeah, he has a Fox job. Vic is done. Tonya's done. Why? I honestly have the answer for Vic. I'm confused with Tonya Harding.
Yeah. Certain people, whatever, we are more able to forgive. Here's a difference. There's the video of Nancy Kerrigan screaming, why? But there is no video of the actual crime.
Yeah.
The Ray Rice video, you watch that, and, like, it's hard to get past that mental image. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, when you see video of something, it just... it hits home more.
So if Ray Charles or James Brown, if we saw a video of them beating the hell out of a woman.
Yeah, I think it would be different.
It would mean more to us than a flat out them saying yes.
I think so, yeah.
I hit women.
Yeah.
I did this, plead guilty, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You have to see it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's weird. The Tonya Harding thing brought this up because it's amazing to me that people care about a movie she's in or her being on something. She's a criminal. She's a famous criminal.
Yes. Famous criminal who's good at ice skating. You know what I mean? She's a famous criminal. Happens to be good at ice skating.
There's some damn little girl just hit a quadruple axle.
Right.
I forget her name.
Right.
I remember Tonya Harding's name.
Somebody texts in, what do we do with this kind of text? Sorry, guys, I was stuck in a meeting. What's the code word this hour? Like, what do we do? It's 3:32. We give out the code word at the top of every hour. That's, you know, that it's called forced listening in radio. We want you to be listening at a certain time because hopefully what we do around that time right after is compelling enough to keep you here and keep you listening. But this guy's apologetic. Sorry, I was stuck in a meeting. Like, it's in his head that he needed to be here at 3:00. He was in a meeting. And he wants us to text him the code word. I mean, it's probably not fair, right?
Well, it is fair. I like it. It means he's connected to the show. He apologized for us for not being here when we wanted him to be here.
I think legally we cannot.
Well, if you're getting illegal stuff, then don't get me in no trouble. I done had enough in my life.
So you're no longer caping up for him?
I saw what happens when the police come to Boca and when they come to my house. I saw the difference.
Speaking of police in Boca, so this Richie Incognito story, and I'll get back to the Ryan Tannehill sound here in a second. Richie Incognito today was Baker acted? Is that what, where are you reading that, Valero?
On TMZ Sports.
Okay.
They learned that Boca Raton police, they were called on for a disturbance at a fitness center. And according to the police, Incognito was not arrested, but was under the provision of the Baker Act. The TMZ report says the alleged victim claimed that Incognito threw a dumbbell at him and other details leading up to the alleged incident.
Yeah, I read a story this morning about it. I didn't realize it was at this this fitness center in Boca on Yamato, and it's a very expensive fitness center. I read this article that he was talking crazily, then threw something at one of the other workout people, and then, a tennis ball, then threw a dumbbell. But was also rambling incoherently.
Isn't he retired?
He's kind of retired, but kind of not.
Yeah, he's lost, man. He's lost.
He wants to play again.
He was rambling about the government.
He was rambling about the government.
And screaming at the man to get off my effing playground.
What's he working out for?
Well, remember, he said he was retired, then he didn't really want to be retired. He just didn't want to take a pay cut. And then the Bills released him yesterday. Officially released him. So now he could actually sign with someone else, although that's not a good start.
No, but
you know what I mean? That's a bad.
Yeah. Oh, getting Baker Act?
Bad start.
Yeah.
Bad start to free agency.
You want to make more money and then you go to the loony bin. That's not going to help you out. I'll tell you that much. It's just not going to help. But you know what they're going to say? Somebody's going to bring up CTE. This man is crazy. He's been crazy from when he was a kid. He got in trouble. Was it Wisconsin, Nebraska for fighting and beating up coaches? Don't say, he gets hit in the head. It has nothing to do with it. Richie Incognito is crazy, and let the man be crazy. This guy's a lunatic. He beat his own Ferrari up with a bat. Just leave it at that. Don't be surprised when this happens in another year, 2 years, 3 years, or if he really retires. I'm seeing this now with some recently retired athletes. When he retires, I think it goes downhill fast because he's really going to be lost. He's one of those guys that football is all he knows.
Right.
I think that's Richie's
identity.
Richie is going to struggle retiring.
Because he needs, I think Richie Incognito is one of those guys that needs constant, you know, headbutting like a ram. And when he didn't have it is when he beat up his Ferrari.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even goofing around. Like, he needs that constant
fight,
you know, where it's, you know, me versus something or somebody. A lot of athletes have that, but then you make the transition. As you've gotten older, you've lost that. I mean, you had a quick trigger when you were younger.
Oh, my goodness.
You told a story, it was like 6-7 months ago, where you're in a convenience store and like somebody bowed up on you or whatever, and you found yourself being the guy, have a nice day or whatever. and that was never good. That was never your response.
You good? Hey, how you doing, brother? Everybody's okay? Your friend's okay? Yeah, they tried me. I wasn't ready for it. He asked me, because you good when you're younger.
Yeah, the kid was what, 18, 19 years old?
I don't like to. Some of these things just sound crazy. I grew up different than you guys. When I look another grown man in the eyes, I'm not going to look away a second later because you just punked me. If we both catch eyes and I look down, you're the alpha male in the room.
Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, because Crowder's told us the story, too, when in his heyday, who's Shannon Briggs was in his heyday as a boxer.
Mm.
Crowder thought that he wanted to start trouble with him at a nightclub, a gentleman's establishment.
It was Little Diamond.
And Crowder was ready to go. Like, Crowder was ready to go at him. It wasn't, hey, this guy's a professional fighter.
I did tell my buddies to get ready.
Well, to go meant you were going to hit him over the head with a bottle and run.
Yeah. That was the plan. But it was a plan. You'd be playing to fail.
My plan would be to run. No, you wanted to actually hit him on the head with a bottle.
But Richie is going to struggle not to get paid whooping another grown man's ass.
Right. Right.
Like, what else? Give me three jobs Richie can do.
No, because that's always been the release for him, is with all this anger and whatever that he's got inside him, he gets paid handsomely to do it.
And that's why a lot of guys, too, and it's a lot deeper conversation. That's why a lot of guys get stuck in the ways that they are, because I can't be that bad of a person, or I can't be making that bad decisions. Even guys that get domestic violence or get, DUIs or get all that. am I that bad of a person if I got $10 million in the bank? Am I that terrible of a person if somebody continues to pay me $1 million a week to play a sport? I have to do something good. And once you – I've seen it. I tell guys, look guys in the eye, don't let money change you. Don't let money make you a dummy. I got you, crowd. I got you. They get money, they change, and they become damn dummies. I've seen it 100 times.
Talk to you about Duffy's. I'll get back to the Ryan Tannehill sound here in a second. Duffy's. Now, if you listen to this show, you know Duffy's is one of my favorite places. We're just talking about Boca there. There happens to be one, two in Boca, actually.
Don't go with Richie.
Don't go with Richie. Although I saw he was buying shots the other night at some nightclub in South Florida.
On him?
Yeah.
Oh, go with Richie. Give me something free.
You listen to the show for a while, you know Duffy's one of my favorite places. Great meal with the family, or you could watch a game. You could watch Cleveland and Boston tonight. You could watch, Tampa and Washington in the...
Game 7.
Something that failed to make your sports update. I always try to keep you up to date on all the great things going on at Duffy's. You've got some amazing new menu items there. You can up your game and lower your calories with Duffy's new healthy options. Tequila, lime, shrimp, tacos, burrata salad, ahi tuna stack, orange ginger mahi. Duffy's does it right. Now, what is tonight? Wednesday? Wednesday's Kids Eat Free.
Kids Eat Free.
You can eat free. I can take you to Duffy's and your meal is free. Kids Eat Free Wednesday nights at Duffy's. Tomorrow night, barbecue rib fix. Half rack of ribs and a side. Less than $10. That's every Thursday night. Best deal in town. Of course, Duffy's has 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. Duffy's now also has Duffy's After Dark from 9 p.m. until close, Sunday through Thursday. Enjoy a selection of their fan-favorite appetizers for just $5. Award-winning jumbo wings, firecracker shrimp, Tex-Mex egg rolls, fried mushrooms, loaded potato skins, and mozzarella sticks. Only $5 from 9 p.m. till close, Sunday through Thursday. That is every Duffy's location except North Miami Beach. Also, now's the perfect time to stop at Duffy's because it's gift card bonus time. So right now, if you buy $50 in any combination of gift cards, Father's Day, or graduation gifts, you get $10 on a bonus card for yourself, which is valid June 18th to August 31st. If you want to find the Duffy's closest to you, check out their website, duffysmvp.com. Duffy's Sports Grill, our game is always on. Radio.com. Radio.com. All right, let me tell you the story real quick before I get to Ryan Tannehill sound. So this is, and Solana, who produces Big O's show, is back from Vegas, his first Vegas trip ever, got back last night. This song, I told him, when you go to Vegas, I know this sounds crazy because Planet Hollywood doesn't sound hip. Planet Hollywood on the Strip, if you want to gamble, is the scene.
It really is.
There's a Planet Hollywood casino. I've been going there for years, and so when we go to Vegas, I tell Crowder, we got to go to Planet Hollywood. And everybody's got the same initial reaction, like, Planet Hollywood.
There's first time I was
Caesar's down. Bellagio. Same Wynn, way. You know, you walk into Planet Hollywood, there's girls dancing on poles. It's just a seat with loud music. It's
yes.
My favorite way to gamble. It's got a really good vibe. Well, we're at Planet Hollywood. Probably had too many of those free drinks. I don't know, they're giving away free drinks. And we're winning money.
We were hitting.
We are winning money. And this song comes on, and they play it louder than any other song, right? Crank it up for a second.
It was written for them.
Well, I didn't know that.
PH.
Right, but I didn't know, and nor did you.
I didn't.
Because we're winning, and we're drunk, and there's dancing girls, and I'm like, This is unbelievable. This is our song. And I don't know. I mean, this could be Lil Jon for all I know. Who knows? But I know the place is going crazy when this song comes on.
I was uncomfortable, but I was with you.
We were having so much fun winning money.
That's what. When you're winning money, you can't say anything to upset me pretty
much. All of
a
sudden, we became high five guys. We're not those guys. So crank this up for a second. So we're in Vegas. This song's popping off. We got money flowing out. I'm going crazy. We go back the next night. I'm like, wait till they play this song. Song comes out. I'm going bananas.
Didn't they have a Congo line?
Of women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the song, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I love it. I laugh at you, but I had a good time.
So now I get back to, I was going to say back to the States. That's how I think of Vegas. It's otherworldly.
It's awesome.
So we get back to Florida, and I'm like, well, I'm going to download that song, man. It's got good memories and got good vibe. I started looking, well, how come I can't get it on iTunes? How come I can't find this song? I come to realize, I researched it a little bit. It's just a commercial jingle.
As you see, it just restarted.
It's PH for Planet Hollywood, AMOUS. And the whole, the vibe is you're famous when you're in Planet Hollywood. You feel like a star, which I did when the song came on, by the way.
I'll be honest.
So now the song is super lame, but it still is. Makes me smile.
You're only cool when you're in Planet Hollywood listening to this.
That's pretty much what they're telling you, yeah.
That's it. Because I feel bad right now.
Right. It's this song fills me with shame.
With that 800 on the table.
But I'll tell you, man, send me back to Vegas. Get me into Planet Hollywood. Put this song on. I'm in that conga line.
You jumped in last time. I didn't want to call you out. The last girl keeps pushing you. No, sir, this is not for customers. Yeah!
I'm with them!
Leave me alone. Stop!
When are we going back to Vegas?
The boy messed it up with the beef. I know. With the steroid beef.
When are you going to take me to Vegas?
No. We should take Falero to Vegas. We should.
He's going to mess it up.
No, I think... We took Whittingham to Vegas. Whittingham's first trip to Vegas was with us.
When we play roulette, he's going to question everything. You go 34 for Charles Barkley. What are you going 34 for? He's jinxing us. Right. You know he'll mess it up.
No, I can just go on 13.
He say stuff like that.
Say stuff like what?
No.
Come on, bro.
We'll take you to Atlantic City.
Play my famous song because I want to talk about Cheetah here. And this would be my walkout song. You know, if I was a cheetah lady,
you would come out to this.
This would be my song.
You had to shake. That's a quick beat.
Yeah.
You'd like, you'll be a slow walker.
It's catchy, isn't it?
But you'd have to jam. Like, you'd have to pop. This is a pop song. You'd be a walker.
I'd pop my hip out.
I'd be churning butter.
I don't like the walkers.
Oh, I could churn butter to this song.
Is that sexy?
Oh, see with the eyes? You look at me? Look at me.
No, don't look at me in the face. I'm uncomfortable.
Going to get to the Ryan Tannehill sound by 8. Memorial Day is coming up. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend, both days and late nights at any Cheetah Club. No work on Monday. No work this coming Monday. So that means you can party extra hard with some of the hottest adult entertainers in South Florida. You got to be at any of the Cheetah Clubs this entire Memorial Day weekend. Also, rev up your engines for Cheetah's 12th annual car and truck show. It is Sunday, June 3rd, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Enjoy music, food, drinks, vendors, and the most amazing collection of classic muscle and custom cars and trucks. Also, enjoy a complimentary lunch, lots of raffle giveaways, and more. That is Sunday, June 3rd at the Cheetah. You know you can receive free drinks, special offers, and info on upcoming events just by texting the word Cheetah and the number 1 to 72727. Do that right now. Text Cheetah 1 to 72727. Also, make sure you like Cheetah on Facebook and Instagram. Your eyes will thank you later. Got to make the Cheetah your free lunch hotspot. They offer a free gourmet lunch menu daily, 11:30 till 3, and they've got happy hour until 6. And don't forget, you can watch all the NBA playoffs and the finals at Cheetah Hallandale Beach's state-of-the-art 14,000-square-foot entertainment complex, including the separate sports lounge inside there. Perfect place to watch tonight's game, Cleveland and Boston. You watch it at Cheetah Hallandale. If you want more info on anything I just told you about, check out their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.